You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, I'm Big J Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hey, cameras crackle, crackle. It's Black Blue, and welcome to The Bonfire's Best of the Week. Newlywed comics Rosebud Baker and Andy Haynes joined the show. A conversation about the movie I, Tonya sparked a talk about movie roles Jay's been offered and the hurt feeling that came along with it.
I love Tonya Harding. I think she's badass.
Yeah, her perm was crunchy.
Yeah,
dude. Have you...
I'll tell you why I like her. She walked through everything, dude. She just walked through everything. She walked through the Olympic scandal with never really getting in trouble herself, I don't think, ultimately. She walked through very early, probably even before we said like the Pam Anderson stuff being the first one. She walked through a sex tape scandal. Yeah. No one cared.
Nobody wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
And through all of that still resides at the highest level of Judy Gold's career. They both do world's dumbest true TV shows.
Yeah, her crunchy perm makes me think that she always had a menthol on her.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, without a doubt she did. She definitely ripped butts.
Yeah. Now, Rosebud and Andy, for our fans that don't know, were just recently married. Do you wish you would have done a Tonya Harding-themed wedding? That would have been pretty badass.
I wanted to walk down the aisle with a black eye. I wanted at least that, you know, just a nod.
I like the idea.
And I want to hit her.
Andy on a whole Jeff Galooly vibe, you know?
Yeah.
If you just slick this hair back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it already.
Yeah.
For sure. You just got to get a crusty, thin, just upper lip, tiny... I mean, a quarter inch of hair above.
That's
the lip.
Good because that's all he can grow.
Perfect.
Like everything I get asked to audition for, I was asked to audition for or offered to audition for, I should say, the part of the guy who kneecapped Nancy Kerrigan. And I was just like, it's one of those things with everything they go, where they go, like, hey, read the character description or look who the guy is. We'd like you to read for him. I'm always like, I don't want to be this fucking gross fatso. I'm like, why do they think I would be this guy? And it just hurts my feelings more and more. Every time, I told you, a zillion, Louis C.K. came up to me the first day of the pilot taping for Louis that I was in one scene of. And I told you, I was on my way to a gig and I got a phone call saying they offered me the part. They just offered it to me.
Yeah.
No audition or nothing. And I was like, what? Have this ever happened in my life? I'm like, this is amazing. They go, yeah, he goes, Louis said he wrote the part for you. And I'm like, whoa, that's so crazy. I'm like, all right, great. And they go, we'll send you over the script and the sides or whatever later. And I got the sides for the whole weekend on the road where I'm drawing nobody in gigantic Pittsburgh improv. There's 50 people audiences the most. And I read the thing, this character's description, whatever the name was like fat, slovenly, greasy. he wrote this for me and was unprompted, by the way, when Louis C.K., I don't know where he heard that's what it was said to me, but he came running over to me as soon as the day started. He was like, Jay, by the way, I don't know why I said that. I didn't write this character for you. I wrote the character and then we auditioned people. And I was like, oh, you know, I think Jay will just be able to, you know, just he'll hit the line. We have a hard time getting somebody to hit the lines. And I'm like, okay. And he didn't know why. It was a great lie. It was a comic joke. It's just when someone here goes, Jay's really ugly. And you go, what? He goes, no, my neighbor, Jay. And you just go, I want to believe that. So
I'm gonna walk away. You're like, I'll accept that because it's what my heart wants to
do. Yeah. It's just what I want to hear.
That's why when anyone criticizes people in entertainment where they're like, you guys are sellouts. And you're like, yeah, absolutely. I'll be upset by something and still do it.
Yeah. I'm so desperate. They'll like give me a day rate and it's like in Europe. I have to quarantine. And then the part is neo-Nazi bitch. And I'm like, cool. I'm on
it. Yeah, dude. Oh, man. I can't wait to play that Stanford swimmer raper. Like, I'm looking forward to it.
Balding cuck. Yep, I'm there.
I've been told by casting that I'll grow into my type by the time I'm 80. And I'm like, okay, cool.
That sounds you're the oldest soul. Yeah,
that sounds like such a cutting remark that a woman who runs a dance studio told you that. You'll grow into your feet when you're dead, you sloppy bitch. And you're like, oh, fuck, you hurt.
Yeah. They're like, we need someone childless, but with the energy of like a mother of seven.
Yeah. The problem is those flippers you call feet. You're tripping over them the whole time. Yeah.
I could hear you. I could hear your uterus rattling around in the elevator on the way up. You want to dance for me? It's just vicious.
I told Rosebud that she has the energy of a woman that manages a lake bar.
Yes.
Dan knows lake bars.
I know, dude. Andy, let me tell you something.
You just hit a lake bar.
I was born in the darkness, molded by it. My dad was a fucking bartender at a bowling alley near a lake. So yep. This is, and let me tell you, you hit that one out of the park. I want to usually order a double rum and coke whenever I see Rosebud, just to her. Yeah. I lead with a double rum and coke, more rum, splash of coke.
I just serve it up with my tits. Yeah. That's my tit. Milk is whiskey.
You always have a mystery wrist problem that you're wearing one of those guards for.
Nothing better than a lady dressed like a slut and then she has a wrist brace on.
It's a thing. It's a thing because we all knew it when we said it. It's a real thing that occurs.
Oh, man, but I bet you that Rosebud's energy is that she's going to tell you a story of bailing out one of her kids. She goes, little junior got mad. Big junior's away, so little junior.
Daddy was a piece of shit, so I give him a pass.
Yeah.
There was a scene that we were watching from True Detective where a mom says she hasn't seen her son in a while because he stole her microwave.
Yeah.
I was like, that's my role. That's it.
That's the role you got.
The mom complaining about it. I just want to make my microwave back. I don't want him in trouble.
I just want to talk to him again. I miss him.
Ow, my wrist.
Jay was floored when Rosebud revealed what was in store for him at an upcoming comedy gig.
Have you guys done drive-in shows? Because I did it once and I hated it.
She has. I haven't.
I did it once and, you know, it felt to me like anything else. I was like, once you get that the laugh is the honking is the laugh and you like accept that. Then you
wait. Hang on, Rosebud. Hang on a second. You just fuck my whole world into oblivion there. Hang on, because I haven't done one yet, but I am doing one October 17th. Me and Dave Attell are doing Improv's one.
Go get tickets.
I thought it was people just in their cars, and you'll kind of hear them when they come in their cars and put chairs outside or something. They're honking as laughter.
And flashing their lights.
Flashing their lights.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Hey, Jay, can I ask you a question? Does it tell though?
It's like for the first 2 minutes, 3 minutes, I was like, this sucks. And then I just it kind of allowed me to just like have more fun than I normally would because I didn't have that pressure of like get a laugh every 30 seconds or whatever, you know? So you're just... You kind of relax into your own set. You just like have fun with it, and it's not.
I don't agree. I think you should be afraid. I think we the worst. We think the worst profession for this scenario.
I just realized it's going to have to be 100% jokes. I can't be like red Subaru. you guys married? Hunk twice for yes.
He goes, hey, this guy knows what I'm talking about with the utility rack on top. This guy gets out.
Hey, nice LeBron on that IROC jag off.
This guy's excited for ski season. He's already got his racks on.
I don't understand. All of this is gonna work when you're doing everything you just said is something you're gonna say on stage.
Speaking of tires on the back, let's talk about my ex. So, car material. There it is, Lou.
Am I killing?
Yeah. Yeah, what's worse than an oil check? More like a fucking highway robbery, am I right? Salt on.
Sir, I hope I'm not prying here, but I can see that your inspection's up.
So, oh, look at this guy. He's got a state park tag. Well, didn't know you like to go into nature, you homo. All right, anyways, guys.
Hey, yeah, all right. Look at this black SUV over here with a PBA card in the windshield. Boo. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives
Matter. He goes, that guy got a Dukakis sticker on you? An El Saber? Oh, I'm excited for Jay's crowd work.
You with the my other car is your mom sticker on the back window. Okay.
Dude, that's so fun to think you could just do that. Where you go, anybody got kids? Oh, of course you do. You got an honor roll student. You got
yeah. How are you guys seeing all their bumper stickers?
Yeah, true. Yeah. Well, we do from back.
And you guys seem to be making up, but you could honestly, if you it doesn't matter because you can't see them. They can't. They don't know that you can't see them. You can say whatever the fuck you want. So it's kind of fun.
But it's even worse to perform for cars and there's no flashing of lights or honking. Oh, bombing to cars and they go. Anybody? Not even one of you thought that was honkably fun. Not even one of you.
You couldn't even lean on the horn. You just...
Dude, how perfect would it be for Gallagher though? No tarp.
Dude, all you got to do is make sure you have window wiper fluid.
Dan, but what I'm also worried, Dan. What about all of my very intricate, punch heavy setups? I'm worried they're gonna not hear over all that honking nonstop. She goes, so anyway, I was talking to my ex-wife the other day, as I call her the bitch. Ha ha ha, and she said, all right, ha ha, okay, all right. So, all right, okay, but so okay, all right. Thank you, thank you. There's more to it. There's more. So she says, thank you, thank you. No, she says, okay, thank you. All right, guys, you've been amazing.
Okay, guys. Okay, guys. No. Guys, I don't know if we're in a traffic jam or if I'm killing.
Everybody's trying to leave.
Yeah. Is this you guys leaving? Am I doing well or are we bombing? What's happening?
I had really fond memories of this show before you guys started acting out the reality.
All the nightmares.
Yeah, honestly. I was like, yeah, it was a good time. You guys start in on your shit. And I was like, actually, it was just like that.
No, you were being part of the collective there. That's where you fell apart. You have to realize we're all starting to do that where you go, that was actually a pretty good show. And then you have to still say dot 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 for a rooftop in a bad neighborhood on a minute's notice. Yeah, it was everything's gonna be with the caveat for sure.
You know, like even if you have like a really good veggie burger, if you eat meat, it's like you eat meat. So That's essentially what every show feels like now.
I don't know why you. I mean, there's some really good veggie burgers out there. Not. You know, like there's you know, not. That's not that weird.
No, I'll tell you what. Me and Christine got the Impossible Whopper, and we were like, "It's delicious." And someone went, "Yeah, it's just as bad for you as a Whopper." I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only for if you're a person who doesn't eat meat for moral reasons. That's the only reason it exists. It's not better for you.
Yeah.
I think we were eating healthy. We tried to do the Jared Fogle thing. where we ate health beans, collected pictures of children naked. But I'll tell you what, fucking dead ends on both. Christine, for all her producing knowledge, cannot figure out the dark web.
Moaning is hot, but everyone on the crew had a story of moaning that was just a little too loud to be believed. Don't ever sell your moan. Keep it real.
I've had one where I'd be like, shh, 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 shh. It's always because of roommates. So you go, my roommate's gotta
wake up. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But also where it's just like if we, if we were alone, it's like you're being a little over the top still.
What's funnier than that is having so many roommates throughout the years is when a roommate brings a girl home and she's crazy loud and you're just in the living room and you're just like watching TV and all of a sudden you know they're doing that, so you know that they're going to the room, but then you just hear like. Oh shit, all right, okay. Like Becky Owen and I have been together on the couch, I would probably say at least a half a dozen times when our handsome Pete used to bring a girl home and we just remember he'd go to the bedroom and then we'd just be like watching Family Guy and you just hear like, yeah, I wanted my fucking pussy, and you're like, whoa, all right, dad.
You know what's funny, what you hear in hotels a lot or whatever is also it's very rarely like the oh yeah, that's what I'm talking and all that kind of loud shit and girls screaming. What you want to hear is just like the
yeah. Yeah, when you catch the subtle one, you're like,
oh. Yeah, Yeah, by the way, it's an immediate mute on whatever I'm watching for a second. If there's any kind of movement in the other room, you're just like, boop. You go pause, and you're like, You start listening right away.
That's when you don't want to get hit with the, I said that on another episode.
Slower, Randy. You got to work it in there. I had a big lunch.
Oh, come on, big guy. Hold on. Let me fucking grab something. God damn it. Get it in there. Nick Nolte butt fucking. Hell, you're deep in my ass. The guy that lived, or the lady that lived above me in Tucson, I told you about that. She just have different dudes over, just hear different dude moans before I get up for Bed Bath and Beyond.
different. You can tell by the different bass in the voice.
This strumpet. On Friday mornings, I had to be at the Triple B by 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. So I would go, most of the time get hammered Thursday nights because that was the big party night at Arizona. And then I'd just wake up at like, this is after I graduated, so I didn't have class or anything. And then I'd go open mics.
Sleep in a pile of delivered pillows.
Oh, man, yeah, during the day. That happened a couple times. Got caught doing that once. But I would wake – but, you know, she was a college student, so they're out on Thursdays. So Friday mornings to them are like, I don't have any classes. I'm just going to hang out. So they would be fucking, you know, having, like, party – still kind of drunk party sex at, like, 6 in the morning. And that's how it would wake me up. It's just like a dude being like, you just hear like the creak, creak, and then they got like, and you're like, oh, dude, come on. And I think a couple times I even grabbed a broom and was like, stop, because I'm mad. You've seen me when I'm mad and I wake up. I'm a furious little devil. And I would just sometimes be like, shut the fuck up, shut up, because you'd be like, and I'm just laying under the bed. I mean, it's like,
Jacob, I would say you perhaps, yeah?
Once, yeah.
You had a wild woman?
Yeah. I mean, it was like, yeah. I had to say, yeah, like, you got to keep it down a little bit.
Really? What was it, moaning or talking?
What was the situation?
My parents were. I was in my home.
What? How old were you?
Yeah. This was like right when I started. I don't remember, like, really, like, right.
Oh, God. And she was a teenager.
Yeah, 18.
She was 18, and she was just being too loud. Was she actually putting it on?
I think so. Yeah, and that's what was. I was actually getting aggravated because I think she was like kind of learning, like thinking this was making me feel good.
Yeah, she's overselling. Listen, that's fine. Christine oversells.
Christine washed the joy wash off my face once. It was years ago, actually. We were hooking up with a girl, bigger girl too, and we were doing. And when I put my my dork in, she really did. And I went. I didn't say that word, but I just like Christine saw my face just go like, all right, like let's just fucking let's get this real quick. Let's get it real quick.
Exactly, my reaction.
Yeah, when you know it's being oversold, you're like, hey, knock it off.
Yeah, I know. She's like, only one woman. I can't handle it.
I'm full Elizabeth Berkeley on me in a hotel. Like, just go, stop. I know what this is. This isn't that good. She's like, dude, it's fucking bullshit.
My roommates have the people next door to me have the greatest sex of all time.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about them on the show, or you've heard them fuck.
I've heard it for years, and every time I have someone over and they hear it, they're blown away. Like, it's.
Can we do a listening party?
I can put it on. Like,
oh, man, if there's a way.
Until you hear it.
I'd like that.
I'll definitely call you.
I'd like that very much.
I mean, it's 4 times a week at least, and it's
a healthy
good for them. And good for them with a healthy libido like that.
I love them. It's fantastic sex.
Oh yeah.
I wonder when they move out if you're going to be bummed out if they're like, it was lovely living next to you, and it's like, I don't know how you do it, but God, your love is beautiful.
Black Lou, sex is a wrap during pregnancy. A wrap.
Oh yeah, nothing's going down.
Is she understanding of the like, hey, I gotta head in the other room and go knock one out real quick, or are you just doing it covert in the showers and shit?
I'm more just wait for her to fall asleep. If I'm not playing Call of Duty, I'm probably
drowning it. There you go.
Yeah.
And DJ, now do you have a from your past somebody who was just crazy loud and overselling? or not even overselling sometimes, just like, because the overselling is usually verbal with something they say. But the noises sometimes you're just like, what are you trying to, like,
I would love to hear. I would love to hear from campers who have had that happen with that, and women and men, the moment where you know the other person is being disingenuous. Is selling you a different experience than you're, where you're like, well, not really.
I told you one of the most savvy things, I'm going to call it, I've ever been a part of and witnessed, on how great girls can be, is something I may have said this on the show before, but it was amazing. The girl from the story that I told on This Is Not Happening, that me, my buddy Glenn and Kurt all hooked up with years ago.
Yeah.
So This Is Not Happening story. So another time, I hooked up with her on my own, or was it me? I don't, whatever it was. I think there was more than one person there, but like it was just me and her hooking up.
Yeah.
And it was like taking a while, and it was at my house, my mom's house.
Okay.
And I go, yes. And at one point, like what I recall about her was being semi-vocal, obviously, and like making noise, but not overselling, actually significantly underselling, if it makes sense. You know what I mean? She was just kind of like, yeah, this is what we do. And at my mom's house, she was being really, really quiet. She was being really quiet at one point, and I was going, and I was just like, oh man, like, I don't know why. It's like, it's not like getting me like worked up. I feel like I'm not going to finish. It's taking forever. And then I was like, she goes, what's wrong? I was like, nothing. I go, like, are you being so quiet? Are you having fun? And she goes, yeah. She goes, but it's like your parents are here. Like, I don't want to be like too loud. And I was like, oh, I mean, you could do something. She goes, oh, you like noises? She goes, you want me to go? And she just like, almost like she's describing it to you. She goes, you want me to go? Like, oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, she was four of those noises.
She bird called you.
But she called me. She was, you want me to make fake noises like this? And then she just did. And I went, that is what I meant. Oh.
Yeah, dude. She did this version. She did the penis version of this move. See, there's the penis version of that, or she's like, and then you're like, dude,
it's working too good. It's working.
I would go as far as to say is 95% of men can be bird called. I would say that the way we react, if a girl really wanted you to come and she was just like, oh my god, you're fucking so good, and you'd be like, oh, what's going on, just overload the compliments. Ladies, talk to us the way we would talk to you about new shoes you bought or something. You know what I mean? Be like, where did you get those are fucking awesome, you look great.
And good, by the way, good. And I think it's a great question for our guest today later, if he's had something, because I know he's definitely had to bed down some slags, and they've made some fucking wacky noises. And I've held DJ Lou to the end for a reason. I know DJ Lou has just bagged some bar rags in his day that I bet have made all kinds of either not enough noise at all, or smoked a cigarette during.
Yeah, she goes, here you go, slugger. I recite the hitting averages of the Pittsburgh Pirates in 82. It gets me there.
He goes, all right, you ready to zing it into my mitt?
Yeah, all right. Let's see what kind of pepper you're tossing.
Well, I've always lived with my brother, so I don't really give a shit if he hears.
But, oh shit! And you've heard Will, obviously.
Nah, he doesn't. He doesn't get as much action as old DJ Lou over here.
Woo!
Yeah, I said it.
Woo!
But when I lived with my parents, there was a lot of that going on. You know, back when I was super young. But I was the one making the noise. This one time I was getting an HJ and she was whacking it so hard that she was punching me in the balls. So I just screamed, you're fucking hurting me. And I woke up the whole fucking house because she was punching my balls out.
She was hot though. That's another good one. Have you ever had to like stop a woman from doing something and actually just say what it is because it was going like so bad? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
For me, I cannot get my mind off of it. In fact, Christine can back this up because I do it with her too. When you, I'm a very big fan of girl on top. Fits very well with my odd build. But a girl being on top, when they start getting aggressive on that ride, man, I immediately go hands on the upper thighs.
Yep.
And clamp it up. I go, you are going to do the thing we've all heard of happening, is that you're going to come up and you're going to bash down on my cock and you're going to break it.
Yeah, dude,
it's a real thing that could happen.
I go full guard the second she does that. I wrap up. I get my fucking hooks in. I don't let her fucking. I'll bring her back in and I'll get contact because, dude, I have gotten.
But that's my thing too. I'll tell you what. Here's the problem though. Sometimes I'll do the same thing. You bring him in, right?
Yeah, you bring him.
The problem with bringing him in is the dick and pussy at that point are in a very unnatural position with your dick.
You're fucking rabbit punching. You're like,
well, that's when you got to get your knees bent up and maybe plant your feet and fuck up.
Yeah, yes.
I'll fuck back. I fuck up.
I would probably say that's one of my best skills is fucking up. I fuck up.
Christine, tell the guys how good I am at fucking up.
Dude, be a fuck up, dude. Be a fuck up.
Ladies,
stop trying to fucking go to the tip and slam back down. It does nothing for us.
Stop!
It hurts. Let us fuck up.
in fact, most women even state the better feel. Here's the thing. It seems to do well. I've had more women come this way. Than not, but it seems to be the motion that like really gets them off is the dick completely in and almost more like the going
forward backwards.
Backwards, and then all of a sudden this overzealous fucking thing comes where all of a sudden you're doing like some kind of a weird like Russian weightlifting stance, and before I know it, you're hammering your taint down on my beautiful bird.
Yeah, dude. And also you're fucking gleaming the cube, dude. You're gleaming the cube real close to fucking that thing popping out.
You make those noises when you can tell bottom of head has breached.
I
see the room air and you go, huh?
Oh no, that's weird. I do submarine noises. I go, we're having a breach.
Oh my god. If the sweet wetness of my under dickhead hits the air and I feel that chill, I know it's getting dangerous. We're getting away from ourselves here. Let's remember where we're at and who we are.
And any time that's ever happened where it's popped out and hit, and then it's like a 5 minute, are you okay? A lot of hand on the shoulder, like, I'm sorry. And I was like, I fucking told you, don't fucking do that.
And a lot like MMA and boxing too, you take your full minute.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I wash off my mouthpiece. I get back in there.
Even if it didn't hurt that bad.
No, you got to take your time.
I've had a clamp down, but even if it didn't hurt that bad, you just go, it's like, you know what? Like, here's the whole thing. It's like, I just need a minute to like think about what happened. Like, we have to regroup. We have to calm the fuck down, number one.
It's a sexual fender bender. It's a car accident. You're just like, hey, listen, let's exchange some information right now. You're a little shook up. I kind of wanted to.
If we don't want to go through insurance, I know a guy who could bang that out for you quick.
I got a guy that can buffer it out real quick, though. You're going to need to listen to me next time. I need to fuck up. I like to fuck up.
Here's the thing with Christine, and like, you know, I've been with Christine so long. So now you can kind of go, like, whoa. It's like, don't, you're going up too high. Relax. And then, like, you know, but if it was in my lifetime of like when it's been like new, and it goes, well, that's, you have to, and that's why I believe I built the skill of fucking up. But also, I will say this, Dan, as I was saying, the dick pussy meat is an unnatural position when they're laying chest to chest, at least with me, because maybe it's bigger or whatever. So, like, when they, I didn't really say that, like, I was sliding that in there, because maybe because I'm a bigger guy or whatever, it doesn't matter. everyone's aware. But that's not an extra position too. So another one I do, how many women in the world could probably recount this story of me doing this? And Christine's going to laugh because she doesn't even think. When they lay chest to chest,
yeah,
and then start doing the unnatural, like just kind of like the ass, like, fucking up is one way to handle that. I'll tell you the other way to handle it. While you're kissing or you're like cheek to cheek in that fuck session,
just go talk to fucking dude.
No, I get a handful of tit and push up. I go, sure. time to get back up. You do it by the tits, so it seems erotic.
But yeah, that's it.
I'm just grabbing a handful of two handles and getting you back in the position where you're at least at pussy is on top of my dick, instead of constantly in a state of my dick's trying to snap out of it.
Yeah, I always, whenever I feel uncomfortable in that situation, you know, if you're in a relationship, you can just say it to your girlfriend. But if you're in a new thing and you're trying to keep the fucking, you know, you're trying to keep the moment sensual, sure. What you do is you do like a, hold on, let me show you something. Because you're like, you don't want to be like, hey, psycho, you're about to fucking break my dick in half. let me take over. You just go, hold on, let me show you something. Hold on. You just got to say that. You go, oh, let me show you something. Because then it doesn't sound like you're saying no. You're saying like you're moving along. Because, dude, I don't want to hook up with a girl. And then the first time you're hooking up, you're like, watch out my weenie. I don't want to say that. Like, hurt my wiener.
Also, if they can't catch the rhythm on top, another great move. Pull in for an aggressive makeout, and yes, then just do a straight up Greco Roman flip.
Yeah, dude, if you feel this, if you feel the right arm tentacle around you, you're about to get fucking flipped. Do you feel the fucking cracking arm come and grab you?
You are getting ready to get judo tossed, bitch. Dude,
I'm telling you, 2 points to red because that's a reversal. I'm fucking. That's Greco Roman, Holmes. I'm
fucking. Dude, that is so fucking funny to do that. And there's also very, very difficult in life, though, I say, to look any kind of cool if you are a naked boy and you are going from being on bottom to the top. That is my, if you were like, what picture would you kill yourself if it came out there? It'd be me transitioning from laying down naked to getting on top naked. It's just like,
see, that's Jay.
I try to do a quick. I do very like my first turn is an aggressive like a complete flip over, and then
it's one of those great moments where I was never good at football, but I'm grateful I got to play football because that's just a simple seat roll in football, dude. You just get up and fucking turn around. You just get up to your feet and turn around. Just pop back up. You get hit, you fucking pop back up. Awesome. Seat roll, baby. Roll into it.
I'll tell you another one I don't like doing: naked after fucking, laying there, deciding I'm going to get up. But the way, especially with me and Christine, this happens pretty much every time, because where I sleep on the bed, where I fall onto the bed just naturally always, is the inside towards the window. So I can't just do like a side roll, put my feet down and get up out of the bed. Christine has to watch me naked do the ooch scooch. Like, like to get to the edge of the bed to get off, dude. Every morning I do that, hoping to God she's not awake.
Jay, I would do that. I would honestly rather just roll over her.
Just climb over?
I'd be like, no. Fuck it, sorry. I know I'm inside. This comes with the territory. And I'd be like, no.
I try to leave her sleeping, so hoping she sleeps late so I can call her a bum for sleeping late.
Hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. East on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.